Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday the 12th.
Spectacular.
Beautiful day outside, which is kind of a lie.
It's not.
It's a little gloomy, but you know what? I think there's beauty in all things, Tyler. Even a gloomy day.
Oh, that's so poetic and deep.
No, it was cheesy. You can be my wingman anytime.
You complete me.
Weird. I think we were quoting two different movies. Because I was expecting bullshit, you can be mine.
Oh, I was going with a different movie, just of cheesier proportions.
Oh.
So, sorry.
Yes. Hey, if anyone can send in the name of the movie I was quoting, I'll give them a badass high five or a fitness program, depending. First person, that's it. So, today we are going to be talking about the Federal Food and Drug Administration, just a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
So, Ty, why don't you lead us off with that one?
Let me pull up the article that we were talking about.
I have it right here. So.
Yeah, you might as well start reading it.
All right, well, this is from WebMD. And this is a very exciting day for all of us because the headline reads FDA: labels misleading on major food brands. Nestle, Palm, and other firms cited for misleading food labels. March 3rd, 2010. The FDA today warned about March 3rd, 2010. The FDA today warned 17 food makers, including Palm and Nestle, that their quote-unquote misleading product labels violate federal law. The warning letters say that the firms...
Are you dying?
I have some pomegranate stuck in the back of my throat.
Oh, was it Palm?
Yeah. The warning letters say that the firms face having their products pulled from grocery shelves if they don't make changes within 15 days. It's a new get-tough policy, FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg suggested in an opening letter to the food industry. Quoting, "We continue to see products marketed with labeling that violates established labeling standards," Hungerberg wrote. "To address these concerns, FDA is notifying a number of manufacturers that their labels are in violation of the law and subject to legal proceedings to remove misbranded products from the marketplace." I know, right? The FDA actually did something. Holy
hell. It's the first
hell.
Thing that the FDA has done in a while that made me go, wow, you actually are paying attention.
You're actually trying to prevent us from dying.
That's amazing.
Way to go, FDA.
So there's a handful of reasons to why they are getting cited.
Right.
For violations.
Each one with varying.
Well, they break it down in the article to that there's five reasons, really. The first one is that they're claiming that their food treats or mitigates diseases, which claims means that food is actually an unapproved new drug.
Right, pretty much.
So yeah, basically they're claiming that there's health thing, and I'll go through a couple of the actual citations. And that will make more sense later.
Right.
Basically, misleading labels that blend juice products that make them appear to that they've made entirely from a single juice when they're not.
Right.
Then there's quote-unquote healthy claims that have not met the established standards
right.
of the terms.
Right,
so really, that's basically a company that's like, hey, this is healthy for you, but we've actually never done anything to show that it is.
Right. And yeah, and they're actually... To put healthy on your label, you have to have some
backing.
They
at least have a standard, which is entertaining.
Right.
Then the next one is claims that your product is free of trans fat, but then produces high in unhealthy saturated fats. So you can't claim that you have no trans fats just because you then inverse it to have ginormous saturated
right.
fats. Then the last one is the nutrient claims on foods for children under 2 that are approved only for the use of adults.
So it's pretty much, hey, let's poison our children.
Basically, nutrient
yeah.
claims that the food for children that are approved only... Oh, okay. So basically
so
they're
like,
saying that they're good for 2-year-olds only when they've been informed when it's good for adults.
Correct.
You're good over there?
I'm fine. Don't worry.
But right. Yeah, like, things like...
Let's go through the whole...
Let's go through it. I mean, we might as well do it as a service announcement.
Right. Beech Nut, which is, their product is Beech Nut Good Morning Whole Grain Oatmeal with Mixed Fruit. Nutrient claims on products for small children.
So basically this is a product for small children that they've never been tested for small children.
Right, or it contains products that are not suitable for use of small children.
Yes. Diamond Food, Diamond Shelled Walnuts, unauthorized health claims. So basically it says it's healthy when it's not or could not be, or they haven't gone through the test to show that it is.
Right, there's no actual research backing it.
This one's one of my favorites.
Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream Incorporated. Nestle Drumstick Classic Vanilla Fudge and Dreyer's Dibs Bite-Sized Ice Cream Snacks Vanilla Ice Cream.
Which makes me think, before we go into why, what about, like, the fudgesicle ones? Like, is it only the vanilla fudge ones? Or is it all of them?
These might just be certain ones that they've claimed,
quote-unquote classified?
Right.
Okay.
And their claim to fame is unsupported nutrient claim, trans fat-free claim on high saturated fat product.
Which is funny.
Right.
First Juice Inc., organic fruit and veggie juice beverages products.
Beverage products.
Yeah, beverage no products. Plural. Sorry, yeah. I was reading like three things at one time.
Right.
Basically, they're saying they're organic when they might not be.
Right. And this one, it says unauthorized nutrient and health claims. So they're saying, yeah, it should be like that, but no one really knows. Go figure.
Which is quite entertaining.
Fleminger Incorporated Tea for Health green tea products promoted for conditions that cause the products to be drugs.
So the Tea for Health is they've never been tested as a drug,
right?
Which they need to be tested as a drug.
But if you're going to say Tea for Health, this mitigates things, then you should probably, reduce or not yet have that tested.
Gorton Inc. Gorton Beer Batter Crispy Batter Fish Fillets, which. It's entertaining that there's no trans fats, but they're very high in saturated fats.
Right. Ken's Food Incorporated, healthy options, Parmesan and peppercorn sweets, Vidalia onion vinaigrette, and raspberry walnut dressing. Unauthorized health claims, low fat claims on product, high in fat.
Then we have the Nature's Path Food Inks, organic flax plus multigrain cereal, unproven health claims.
Oh, no, unapproved nutrient claims.
Oh, nutrient claims. Wow, I can't read, but...
It's all right. Nestle, USA, several Juicy Juice products. Juicy Juice?
Yeah.
The gum?
No, that's Juicy Fruit.
Oh.
Juicy Juice is
right.
The juice, like the...
Quote-unquote juice.
Quote-unquote juice that, like, they target to little kids.
Juice drink. Misleading claims of juice content, nutrient claims on products for small children.
Basically what I just said.
Right, exactly.
It's a juice, quote-unquote, that they target for small kids that they've never tested on small kids, and the juice content is questionable.
Right.
PBM products. Some Parents' Choice cereal products. Nutrient claims on products for small children. So basically, once again, they're poisoning, or they are saying that it's not so much poisoning, but they have not tested it for small children, even though they're targeting it towards small children.
Right, or the nutrients of the ingredients have only been tested for adults.
Yes.
And not for children under the age of 2. Palm Wonderful. Palm Wonderful.
You missed one.
100%. No. Oh, yeah, sorry. Pompain.
Is that how you pronounce it? Pompain?
I'm guessing.
It's
Pompain
an olive oil.
Imported extra light olive oil. Light claim for product, high in fat, unsupported nutrient claim.
So basically they're just lying to you.
Well, yeah, come on. But the thing is, that one is 50-50 because light could just mean light in color. It could mean, et cetera, et cetera. Not necessarily light in fat.
It's a misleading light, though.
It is a misleading. I'll give you that for sure.
Then we have the Palm Wonderful. Palm Wonderful, 100% pomegranate juice and Palm X products.
And the X is like as in RX, which is hilarious.
Which
to
is
me.
Promotes a condition that causes the product to be a drug.
Redco Foods, Salada Naturally Decaffeinated Green Tea, promoted for conditions that cause the product to be a drug.
Spectrum Organic Product Inc., organic all-vegetable shortening, cholesterol-free claims. Okay, cholesterol-free claim on product high in fat.
Awesome. Schwann's Customer Brands, Mrs. Smith Classic Coconut Custard Pie, trans-fat-free claim on product high in saturated fat. You skipped one, so I just covered your ass.
Oh, thanks.
Uh-huh. instead of calling you out on the radio.
No problem.
Or on the podcast.
I was confused because I was like, Mrs. Smith, I'm so lost. Because I actually had to scroll down, so I missed it. Okay, then we've got the Sunsweet Growers. Sunsweet Antioxidant Blend Dried Fruit Mix. Unapproved nutrient claims.
Awesome. And the last but not least is Want Want Foods, which is by far the greatest name ever. Want Want Foods.
Not only do you want it, but you want it.
Yeah. And the product name, Baby Mum Mum.
It's original, not just Baby Mum, it's Baby Mum Mum.
Baby Mum Mum, original selected superior rice rusks. What the hell is a rusk? That's silly.
I feel like that's like a rice patty thing.
And that is just nutrient claims on for small children. That is the complete list that the FDA is going after right now. And it says in the Center for Science in the Public Interest, not since the early 1990s have we seen the FDA made actions of this magnitude. So since 1990, when Monsanto came out and started kicking, do you know who Monsanto is?
No.
They're the massive seed corporation that produces the genetically modified stuff. And that's where we got all the corn for everything, blah, blah, blah. So since Monsanto started copywriting stuff or trademarking things, patenting, whatever you want to call it, the FDA has not acted pretty much. So today is a good day in the eyes of us. But this does bring up a good point. Your food shouldn't have labels in the most simplest of terms, because on Monday we talked about simplifying and minimizing your fitness routine, and by doing that, you're taking out foods that typically have this kind of label, right?
Yeah.
Because you're eating the broccoli, you're eating the spinach, you're eating the meat, you're eating the, olive oil, coconut oil, whatever. And for the most part, those foods don't have labels. Those are just food.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the shopping the border of a grocery store. The outside, the walls.
Very much so.
A lot of those things will have a quote-unquote nutritional label, but if you look at it, it's zero on a lot of things.
Right, right. So even though that, yes, it's good that the FDA is finally starting to stand up for you, you are your best advocate. So when it comes to food, if you're not sure, do a little bit of research, figure it out, and keep that mindset of if more than half of my food that I eat in a day has a nutritional label, then I might be doing something wrong.
Well, that, and so often from this whole FDA attack on everybody, these are just the people they've caught.
Right. Or found. Yeah.
Or have found, or, these were just the first to get it marked down on them.
Right. Hopefully all the other companies will fall in line so that they
will get their head out of their butt and go, hey, maybe we should pay attention to what we're doing too.
Right. Because consumers really care about this stuff. Like, we really do. But unless we have someone to tell the companies that we care,
you're lost.
Yeah, exactly. And unless we know that there's an issue, because I look at a product, I believe, about 40% of what they tell me. And then from there, I make my decision.
Well, yeah. Half the time I'll go and I'll just be like, perfect example is Trader Joe's. I was looking when I went to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago. Was walking through, reading the labels and stuff like that, and I'm noticing, it's only 100 calories, whatever.
Right.
For 1/8 of this.
Right.
And how much of this would I have ate? Probably the whole thing.
Right.
So it's there's aspects of it that make you. Which leads me astray when I go, wow, I feel like they are trying to get something by me.
Right, right. I completely agree. Like, for example, I've been reading The Omnivore's Dilemma, which is a book that kind of goes through how our food system has changed over the last 50, 60 years, 100 years, whatever. And are you familiar with Horizons Organic stuff?
No, do tell.
It's the red cartons. I'm sure they sell it at 7-Eleven now. It's this organic stuff that I sell at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
apparently, so on it, it shows the cow, this cow eat out in a pasture by itself, eating grass and all this. And apparently, if you go visit the farm, the only difference, and I use farm
loosely
with quotation marks, because the cattle are still, according to this book, the cattle are still in the feedlots. They're still attached to milkers three times a day. And the only difference is that they get organic feed. And they don't have hormones. Yeah, that's it. That's the only difference. They're not out in the pasture, blah, 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 all that. It's very misleading. And I've decided I will not buy Horizon's milk anymore because of it. And it's just, I guess I filled in the blanks there. You know, I assumed that since they drew a cow eating grass on it, that the cow was going to be grass-fed. No, it's corn-fed. And two, it's not in a pasture.
Yeah.
So, crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey, that's, you know, when companies just start misleading stuff, that's why I think I'm going to try this. I did it while we were in LA, and I did it a couple times while we were up here, but just shopping at the farmer's market a little bit more. Because one, it saves a crap ton of money. Like, you can buy $30 worth of groceries for $10.
Yeah.
At the farmer's market. You have to eat it more often, but whatever, that's good. And then you can also get organic meats and all of that as well. So I would highly recommend that to people, is check out and see if you live in a climate where it's appropriate. Check out the farmer's markets and see what's up. I know that during the rainy season, it may be more difficult to find one. But if you have to drive a little bit, I would do it personally.
No, and it's, I mean, I'm not one to fully enjoy farmers, all that stuff. And it, I have, when I go, it's entertaining. And right, it's, you get to meet some people, it's fun. You learn kind of the, not the history, but like where your food comes from.
Right.
So it takes, often it's just, I pick it up and I go. It's kind of interesting to go, okay, this is the person that actually made it.
Right. And you, yeah, it takes out one more step mm-hmm. in between you and your food. We were having this conversation. My mom and I were having this conversation the other day. We were talking about where meat comes from and blah, 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 and all of that. And I told her, I think that everyone should have to, if they want to eat meat, should have to kill something. Just to go through that process.
Oh, I would.
I've killed a few animals and all of that. What the hell is that?
That's a weights for the Wii remotes. Oh, so when you're doing Wii
no.
Fit.
That is so dumb. They've actually, okay, so what Tyler pulled up, he turned his computer towards me. They made attachments for your Wii so that you can do, it was what, 2 pound stuff? You can do 2 pound weights with your Wii.
Where to buy? Oh, that's, you can get them on Amazon.
So dumb. But going back to the previous thought, just to end it out, because there's so many, I mean, now you walk into a supermarket and you see the picture of the cow and see where things are coming from, but you don't really know what the process of dying looks like. And it's more, you just see the meat and you see it on your plate, ta-da, bada bing, bada boom. But if you've killed something, you know that the sacrifice of life, and you know the whole chain as opposed to just the end product. I think it's a really important aspect.
Yeah, and there's aspects of it that I wish were more humane. But at the same time, I am not a pita person. Like, I don't.
I do love pita bread, though.
Care so much.
I don't like how they've monopolized that phrase, pita. Oh man. Yeah. No. I mean, I care about the ethics behind it, and I care about the humanity of killing an animal. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm still going to eat a steak.
Yeah. I'm not going to be one of those people that watches about how cows are killed and whatnot and be like, oh, I can't eat cows anymore.
Right, right.
That's not good for me.
So what'd you find about the Wii?
Literally, there's nothing about it. It just shows that they now have these weights.
Right.
That, you know, kind of like the, when you connect the tennis racket to the Wii and all those. It's right. Basically that, but it's a 2 pound weight now, and it just...
Initial flashes that go through my head? Like, of warnings, make sure you put the wrist strap on and make sure that, say, I wouldn't use it with bowling or boxing or anything like that, because I know people are going to do it.
Yeah.
People are going to put the 2 pound weights on and start doing boxing, and it probably isn't the healthiest thing. Or they're going to come out with 8 pound weights, something like that.
And I think that it would at least be more productive with the Wii Fit.
Absolutely. Like, say with, like, Jillian Michaels' game or whatever.
I have this one lady at my work that I was talking to, and she's like, Tyler, I'm going to start, you know, taking some pill. And I was like, really? Why are you going to do that? And I was like, are you changing your diet at all? And she's like, well, I'm working out. I was like, oh, really? Like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm doing the Wii Fit. And I was like, oh, for how, like, okay, I was just trying to be nice to her. And I was like, so, for how long? Like, what? And she's like, well, I just do all the things and then I'm done. I was like, well, how long does that take you? And she's like, about 15 minutes. And I was like,
go through that twice.
Yeah, I literally was like, can you do it like a half hour a day? And then it was kind of that, well, something's better than nothing. And she's blatantly overweight. And so right. I kind of was like, do what you can. And I wish the best for you. But when you really want to lose weight, come back to me.
Right. We'll talk. Cool. Well, I think that's going to do it for today. We've covered what we want to cover.
Kind of that self...
Right.
The self-awareness of the FDA standards now.
Right, exactly. And so, hopefully, the FDA will prove itself as a body that you can trust again. I felt for a very long time, they were just the laughing stock. You know, it's like, everyone, they're, you know, day late, dollar short, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't good. So... All right, Tyler, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Now.
The word is jape.
Jape?
J-A-P-E. Noun. Called, the definition is a prank or joke. The word has overtones of English public, i.e. private school. That's weird. Public school in England is called private school here. Weird. The word has overtones of English public school humor and the writings of Frank Richards. Should be used in relation to the more tiresome antics of your office comedian. This is hardly the time for one of your junior high japes, Plunkett. Word of the day. It's a good one.
It's a very good one.
So don't be a japer in the gym.
Yeah, don't jape around.
Yeah, come on. All right, Tyler, anything else?
Should do it.
All right, well, have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday. Peace.